You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here at 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, August 12th show, bringing in expert advice and inside knowledge on today's events in our local economy and how it can affect your money. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast. You can call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com to discuss anything regarding money. Talk with the guests I have in studio today. And right now, I'm having a conversation with Tiffany Goff with Edward Jones, and we're going to talk about five tips for women business owners. Tiffany, first time in. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be here.
Likewise. I was just saying on our commercial break, it's girl time now.
That's
the guys
right.
on.
We're
now it's
real.
Time to hang out. Yes. And a little
real.
Bit about Tiffany. Tiffany started her financial career banking in 1990, and she's worked for several banks and other financial companies for the last 27 years. In 2014, she found her home at Edward Jones and loves what she does. In February of 2017, Tiffany was recognized by Seattle Magazine in the five-star wealth manager section. In June 2017, recently won the firm's exclusive Spirit of Partnership Award for outstanding performance during 2017. She was one of only 1,119 financial advisors out of the firm, more than 15,000 to receive the award. Tiffany loves working with everyone in whatever life strategy that they're in. Is money controlling you, or are you controlling your money? Love that question. Working with a financial advisor can also help you define your goals and help you reach them. What's important to you matters, and it matters to Tiffany. Tiffany, again, thank you. I'm excited for our topic here, five tips for women business owners. Nothing against the men, but sometimes we've got to just talk a little bit about the girls. So, Tiffany, tell me about yourself, a little bit about you.
Sure, I'd love to. I have lived in Seattle since I was 3 years old, and I have enjoyed many of the features of the Pacific Northwest and the beauty that surrounds us. You might find me exploring the beaches or at local events. As for a hobby, I'd like to do lost wax casting, lapidary, and other jewelry making. What I'm most happy, though, is when I'm making a difference in my community. My charity of choice is the Ronald McDonald House due to a childhood experience that forever changed my life, and it helped make me who I am today.
Love that. And what about Edward Jones? So what made you decide to make Edward Jones your family?
The funny story, actually, Edward Jones headhunted me. I never thought that was my gig, but hey, whatever. So I agreed to have lunch with them. And when I was told that there was only 14% women financial advisors in the industry, I realized right then and then it had to change.
Yeah.
And I always believe, be the change that you want to see. So I jumped right in, feet first. So, plus the fact that I get out of my own office and help a lot of people doing what I want to help them focus on what's important to them. The other cool thing about Edward Jones, it's the largest partnership in the world and has been around since 1922. So we're almost at the 100-year mark.
Yeah, wow.
That's pretty impressive.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that Edward Jones has always done best for our clients, which fits my brand as well.
Yeah, love that. And that's what really what it about is a company, is the company that's going to match up with what your visions and your goals are for your clients. So what about brand, your own brand?
So I have my own brand. It's called Joy. I'm going to do what's right for Jesus first, others second, and yourself, that's meaning me, last. Mm-hmm. I firmly believe in treating others the way I'd want to be treated. Basically, it's the golden rule filled with joy. When was the last time talking about your finances with your financial advisor brought you a smile to your face?
Yeah.
I also believe in helping anyone who needs my help. I have clients who have millions with me, and I have clients making $50 a month contributions. Plus clients as young as 20 up to 99 years old.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So
huge, it's kind
variety.
Of a spectrum.
Yes. So if we were comparing you with other Edward Jones advisors out there, what makes you different?
Well, I have recently created my diamond system. It's exclusive to my office.
Mm-hmm.
I won't go into too much detail, but this system does more than just looking at your finances. Just like a raw diamond, it will take many facets to uncover its own beauty. What does your diamond look like? Working with me will make a very detailed plan and look at your goals. I have clients call in to discuss anything related to money, Because sometimes you just need someone to listen to you.
Yeah, makes it. Yeah, so true. So being a woman and being a woman in business, how do you look at goals?
You know, it's possible, perhaps even likely, that your business goals will conflict with your personal financial goals.
Mm-hmm.
With business expenses, you'll get less money at that time, at least for the time being, to put away for your own retirement. So it's really hard because you don't want to stop doing that. It's really the battle between when and will. Will is what's important a little later, and when is what's important now. So, you know, it's really trying to pick which is more important for you. And so many people I see just, you know, say, I'm just going to do my business and I'm not going to worry about my future. But that's not a good choice.
Yeah, you've got to really look at the whole picture and look at the ultimate goal and where you're headed. So how do you balance your finances while being in business?
Well, the other thing is you don't want to forget to pay your future self first, even if it's small to start. There are lots of different plans available, such as an owner 401k only or a SEP IRA. Some even offer tax-deferred growth, and they can also be tax-deductible. So it's also really important when you're running your own business, it can be extremely rewarding, but it's never going to be an easy road either.
Yeah. So, Tiffany, with especially with women, because there's a lot of different roles and hats that women wear, and again, not taking anything away from the men, but it just seems that there's a lot more that women engage in and are responsible for when it comes to family. So how do you keep that work-life balance?
It is a challenge because, you know, most women, pretty much all women, are familiar with the conflict between their careers and their roles as caregivers in various capacities, wife, mother, caregiver for your family. Those are all really important. So you don't want to have it so you can't do those things. So having someone that you can trust to fill in for you when your family obligations call you away from work helps make the stress go away. Yeah. Because you definitely want to be there for your family, but you also don't want it to cripple your business and make you go bankrupt as well.
Yeah. And I, you know, last week we were talking about the silent generation and the transition of that and the baby boomers that are going to be taken care of. And the women have a lot of, you know, in that role of, you know, helping that transition. And so totally agree with that. What about exit strategy for you and your business? What do you look at as being an exit strategy when you're ready to retire?
Well, you know, you want to make sure to work with legal and tax advisors to create a successful plan, because if you want to keep the business in your family or even sell it, because this could actually be a nest egg of what you're going to sell to somebody else. So you really want to take a lot of time to plan out the details, because you don't want to do just a willy-nilly plan, because that's not going to work. So with some perseverance and careful planning, you can smooth out all the bumps along the way, so that your business can survive when you choose to retire, and you can hand over your business to whomever you see fit to carry on what you originally started. Because the last thing you want to do is see everything that you create die when you go away and retire. You know, that's a legacy that most people want to give to people and pass on.
So what about emergencies? You know, there's a lot of different things that happen in life and different things that come up. Our economy goes up and down. And so, you know, how are you preparing your clients for emergencies that might come up?
We talk about having a really adequate cash flow on the side as being a key task to your business. And so one way you can help yourself avoid the troubles in your business is to have an emergency fund. So you want to have several months worth for your business expenses.
Uh-huh. So do you look at 6 months for that?
You know, it depends on your industry, but, you know, 3 to 6 is really good.
Okay.
You know, last thing you want to do is be caught that you can't cover everything else.
Yes.
So, and if you do have that money in an account, you want to make sure it's really low risk. You don't want it to be earning nothing, but you also don't want it to be completely at risk as well. So having a financial advisor like me to talk to someone when those emergencies rise can be very helpful too. Because, you know, sometimes you just don't know what you need to pick to put the fire out, and having somebody else to do that to help talk you over and decide what choices are best.
Yeah, and really lining everything out and having that budget and having all of those what-if scenarios that are mapped out so that you can, you know, prepare accordingly and make it through those ups and downs, because they're going to happen. So talking about ups and downs, a lot of times if you can learn from others and others' mistakes can be really valuable. So when you're talking with women that are in business and something that you would have really wish that you would have known and you could have avoided a lot of pain for yourself, what would that be?
Well, you know, first of all, I would say make sure, especially when you're working for yourself, that you take time for yourself.
Yeah.
Because the thing is you got to be around to help everybody else. So that's a huge thing. And then the other thing is, remember you're special, unique, and rare, just like a diamond. No matter what you're going through, only a diamond can facet another diamond. Embrace who you are. Don't try to be somebody else. There's already one of them.
Yeah.
Stay true to who you are and be relentless.
I love that. I really do. And it's really, you know, embracing who you are, your uniqueness, what your gift is, and then shaping everything around that, including your business, because it all ties in together. So Tiffany, right now when you're working with your clients and financial advice, what's the number one tip that you're giving to your clients?
You know, the number one tip is really focusing where your money goes.
Okay.
Because it's kind of like that thing about what's important to you and also knowing where your money is going, because that's the problem. A lot of people, they pay all the bills and what they have left over is what they've got.
Uh-huh.
And it's really good that the part about is money controlling you or are you controlling your money? Mm-hmm. That is the most important part, because a lot of people don't know how to budget. They're spending crazy money shopping, going grocery shopping or going out to eat all the time and buying everything they want. When I work with people on a budget, they realize, hey, I actually have more money because they're really only spending a certain amount on certain things.
Yes.
That they actually, like, I have clients that are shopaholics and they like to buy new stuff. But the problem was, is they were just buying everything they wanted instead of saving up and buying the real thing they wanted.
Yeah.
And working with them on that, I've been able to help them really dial in their spending. And they're actually more excited because they're able to buy something of a higher quality that
yes.
they really wanted, instead of buying the cheap purse from somewhere else. Mm-hmm. They can go to the fancy place that's going to last a little longer.
That's all the girls out there listening
right?
would totally understand. You know, and I always say too in budgeting is you really, the key tip is to always want something, always be saving for something. And mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be something big, but it's just something that you want. And that way it's going to prevent you from spending your money all the time on things you really don't want that bad. And so that's always been, you know, something that I, that's worked well for me. So in preparing and taking a look, I think it's also important to look at what things are going to cost as time is going on, so that you, do you go through budgeting like that with your clients?
We do. We actually look at, you know, people don't think about how much something's going to cost in about 20 years.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I look at my parents' house. My parents bought their house for like probably $14,000. They're probably their house is now worth about $1 million.
Yes.
And,
crazy.
You know, it's crazy. I mean,
yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, I used to go get a $5 bill from my mom and she would go buy some bread, go buy some milk, go buy some cheese, whatever. I'd still have change left over.
Yeah.
Now for $5, what do you get? Not much, you know?
Yeah.
So, and that's the other problem. A lot of people don't realize how much their health care is going to cost when
yes.
they do retire, you know? And it's really sad that for the people that have worked so hard, in the end, they don't have much. So it's it's really battling the good and the bad, you know, trying to figure out what's important now versus later.
Yeah. And I, you know, we all know it. The sooner you start, the better your financial situation is going to be. But what if I've got somebody listening that, you know, they haven't done anything and they feel that they're running out of time? What's your advice to that person?
My advice to them is start small.
Mm-hmm.
Because time, value of money, money doubles usually every 7 years.
Uh-huh.
So even if you put $25 in a month, it will usually double over 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is I work with people that are at that position, and there's no judgment. We would just say, hey, that was the past. Let's move forward. And I look at money and financial like football game. You got to move the chains mm-hmm. to make it to the end zone.
Yeah.
So it's really about moving the change. Little steps make it that way. As long as you can get in the end zone, you're going to win the touchdown.
Love that.
So.
Well, Tiffany, thank you so much for joining me in studio and sharing some of your wealth of advice.
Well, thanks for having me. It was awesome.
Of course. And this is your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, signing off for the day. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday and your weekend, and I'll be here same place, same time next weekend, right here on 1150 AM KKNW.